You guys, if you are waiting to have a good day, and for you, you've defined a good day as everything going right, you will never have a good day ever. Yeah,
that's true.
In your life. Because on your best days, there is stuff that goes wrong. And the people who are like, I'm just living my best life, it's because they've accepted everything that goes wrong on a good day. That's all. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Good morning and welcome to another episode of Questionably Awesome. And I am sitting here with my co-host,
Helga.
Helga. I love when Helga comes out. Is that your alter ego?
I don't know, but she seems cool.
Well, let's bring her onto the show.
Helga's here and she's not taking any
shnikes. What would Helga's personality be like? Is that your alter ego? Is she come out in the bedroom or the boardroom?
Yes, the boardroom. I feel like Helga would be a little aggressive in the bedroom, which is great.
Oh, Helga! I'm Helga, give me one. I
picture while. Like a big massage therapist.
Yes. I like that.
Me too.
She'd be great in both rooms, to be honest.
I agree.
I feel like she'd get the party started in both.
100%. I believe in Helga.
I believe in her too. And if you haven't noticed already, if you are 1 minute into this podcast, this is the episode where we answer your questions in a ridiculous and wise fashion. So
mostly wise.
Mostly super wise. So if you are not into ridiculousness, I highly suggest. That's someone who is in fancy clothes suggesting something. I suggest that you go to a different interview because this is going to drive you bananas. Nuts.
Banana nuts. Nut, Fred.
Banana nut. It's baking right now. That sounds so good and it's almost fall.
What are you making for fall? What's something you love? What's your fall?
Oh,
what's your fall flavor?
You know, it's so funny because people don't know this. If you don't live in California, I had no idea.
Yeah.
But September, October, and November are typically our super hot months.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, fall and sweaters. And we're like, I am sweating my nuts off, but I'm still drinking this hot pumpkin latte.
Yeah.
Because we just want to be like, we're fall too. Even though
we want fall.
Totally not. Like all summer was like in the 60s and kind of chilly and like the cloudy. Marine layer. You guys, the marine layer is like this fog layer that rolls in off the ocean.
Yeah.
And it makes everything super gray. So we have something called May gray. Every morning you wake up, it's really gray and foggy. And then in June, it's called June gloom. And then in July, we were like, what is this? July,
we don't have a rhyme for it. We didn't know what to do.
July ain't dry. It's moist in the air. I don't know.
Moist.
Moist. Don't say that word. I mean, I don't mind it, but people just don't love it. Unless it comes to banana bread.
Banana bread. The good thing about banana bread, you can make it in all seasons.
Every season.
There's never a time when someone's like, do you want some banana bread? And you're like, no, not really.
No, not really. That sounds gross. No, not my friend.
Yeah.
I get that if you're like, look, you know, kind of just not eating as much bread. Fine. Acceptable.
But if you are eating bread, you're going to say yes to banana bread.
You're going
to
make a sandwich out of it. Hey, have you ever thought of making a peanut butter and banana and honey sandwich in between banana bread?
Honestly, I can't even imagine how good that is. I'm not even kidding.
No, what if we cut them up and those were like little mini appetizers? Like, you know what I mean? If you had like little tiny bites like on a plate and you just made like banana bites and had like a girls like event.
Oh, that would be so great. Like a little slumber party thing?
Yes, totally.
I would love that. I would come.
What would be the drink that would go with that?
It had to be something like not that sweet, I think.
Yeah, it'd have to be a neutralizer.
Maybe like a hottie toddy.
I like how you think.
I really do. I really want to crawl inside that brain. I don't know. Anyway, how are you, Lori?
Oh, I'm great. I mean, like, really, I can say that with 100% accuracy.
You seem great.
Yeah, very happy coming out of a winter. Mm-hmm. And it's because I kept asking myself the question, what is something that you would do if you had all the money in the world and all the time in the world, which I don't. And I got some really great answers asking that for 6 months straight. Now I got 1,000 different answers, but I realized that if I just go with one, yeah, I'm going to be happy because it's about creating a great day. And no matter what, you're going to eat shit sandwiches throughout the day. So I just have to pick my flavor. And you know what? Those shit sandwiches are actually made with banana bread.
Then that's a good shit sandwich that you can get through.
It is, because the middle's like, not so good.
Yeah. I overdid it.
But the bread makes it worth it.
Yeah.
It's sandwiched in between those two pieces. Don't forget about that.
I'm not forgetting about it. I want one.
How have you been?
I'm great. I feel like I feel lighter.
Yeah. Tell me why. Because we were talking about this.
Because I moved from a situation that wasn't the best for me.
Yeah.
And it feels better.
Can you tell me why emotionally, just like how you felt every day? Like, what are those signals? Ugh. Like, was it waking up tired? Was it feeling? Yeah, that's huge.
And you're like,
I'm doing all the right things, but I'm still super tired because this is not lighting my soul on fire over and over and over.
Yes.
Like, I really want you to share because I feel like you are in so many people's positions right now of like being afraid to move on to something else. Now, I know that you had something set up, but can you just explain that journey again?
Yes. I was feeling very sad. Heavy, just would get home from work and felt like, ugh, I'm exhausted, even though I had no reason to be exhausted. And I just dread it every day.
Mm.
And that gets to you.
It sure does.
That kind of messes with your head.
So I have a question between that, because I've definitely had days where I'm in my dream job, but I'm dreading every day, but some things needed to change. So how would you, did you try to reframe? Did you try to do work around it and like it was still a signal, or what did that look like?
Yes. I tried to have a good, and this is not to say that there, I met so many wonderful people and learned a lot.
No, that's not what we're saying.
Yeah,
for sure. It wasn't like a toxic environment. It wasn't any of those things. It was just like not a soul fit.
Exactly. Not a soul fit.
Okay.
And so I tried some different things. And then when I finally got the guts to say, I don't think this is working and what else can I do? And the answer was, there's really nothing else.
Yeah.
So that's okay to move on.
So when did the opportunity for this other job right now come? How do you think that opened up for you? Was it because you started opening your ears, or because you put an intention out, or were you praying, or what were all the things that you did?
Ooh, that's an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he'd kind of talked to me. It really is. He talked to me about it back in the summer, but I was convinced it wasn't really happening.
Yeah.
So I was like, whatever. And then I just started thinking about it and I definitely prayed a lot.
Yeah.
And then you just ask for signs and all those things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the signs don't come. So you just have to get your butt in the office where you need to go and ask the question.
Yep.
I was like, show me a butterfly right now if I should do this. Do you ever do that?
Yes. And nothing comes. And I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't. No, you guys, that's not how it works. Every sign will come as a crazy surprise. You'll be like saying something and all of a sudden your butterfly will appear or something else will appear.
Yeah.
But it will not. It just doesn't work that way. Like if you're like, show me an owl eating a raspberry. Like not going to.
But we all want that so badly.
You know, I want that really bad. I want to just watch an owl eat a raspberry because I feel like it would just like, chomp, 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 and like it would bleed all down its face and it'd be so cute. Like maybe it would use its foot.
Yeah. And it would have cute little owl glasses on.
Oh my God. It'd be licking a lollipop. And then Nicki Minaj would come in and be like, that's Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim would come and be like, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a lollipop? So show me that sign. That's how I know.
Yeah, that's how I know to move forward. After if all those things happen, then I'm going to take some action.
Look, I have a lot of faith in my creator, but he has not shown me an owl eating a raspberry with Nicki Minaj coming with a lollipop and singing. I am losing faith.
just want someone to help you.
And that's what we, I am not even kidding you. We, ye of little faith. And this is where I say to myself sometimes, I actually say that weird quote.
Yeah.
I think it's from the Bible.
Ye of little faith.
Yeah, yeah. I'll say that sometimes when I hear myself being like, oh, this must not be it because it's hard. Or I got this mean email or I don't know the way or I'm not sure I'm not good enough. And then I'm like, ye of little faith.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel really good. Like I'm on the Mount of Olives. Mount Olives. I don't, that's so wrong. It's been a while. Okay. It's
been a while. I don't even know, but it sounds great to me.
I'm sweating. All right. So do you have a quote?
Yeah. I think you'll really like this one.
Let me hear it.
It says, if you're able to believe in Santa Claus for like 8 years, you can believe in yourself for like 5 minutes.
That is so fitting for our, for what we just talked about.
Yeah.
Wow. Believe in yourself and have faith.
Yeah.
Ye of little faith.
Ye of little faith.
You used to believe in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. That is creepy.
And the Tooth Fairy.
Ugh. I hope your kids aren't in the car.
I know.
Just kidding.
There.
Santa Claus is real. All right. So, you know, I never believed in Santa Claus because it wasn't in my religion. So to all the kids who did, I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah. What is that?
Why are you? That is not real. I wasn't like that. Okay. So this is by Friedrich Nietzsche. It's German. So Friedrich Nietzsche. It's by Chase Jarvis. He was just on the podcast, actually, and it's called Creative Calling.
Oh, I'm excited to listen to that one.
It's good. I think I actually thought of you. And actually, this is your book because I got a second one in the mail.
What? Yeah. Really?
So there you go. Here's a present. I'm handing you a book right now because two of them. You're welcome. I think one went to Chris and one went to me because he was on our podcast. So we're reading one at a time.
Wow.
So there you go. So this quote says, no artist tolerates reality. And I don't. Like when people are like, oh, you know, I'm a realist. I'm like, ooh, that's got to go.
Yeah.
Because nothing outside of anything you've already done is going to come into your new space, which is what is required in order to get a different outcome. So if you're a realist and you're not willing to go outside of the lines of what you've created for yourself that you think is real, or like, I need this certain job, or the only way to do this is to go to college, or the only way to do that is to do this, like, not going to work. Because the only way that anything has ever worked for me is a completely different route than I ever thought.
Ain't like, that the truth?
So different. Like, you're in a job you really like right now. Like, you're like, this is really cool. I'm having so much fun.
So
did
random.
You ever expect
no
to be even doing what you're doing at this job?
No, I'm working at a dating app. That's
exactly.
So weird.
And so awesome. Yeah. Like, your job description and the things you've done sounds so much fun.
It's so much fun.
And you're the best personality for it.
It's great.
Ever. Evans and I were singing a song, like, as she was coming in here. What was it? Honk. It out. Honk, honk, it out. Honk it, honk, it out. Don't ask me when it started, but sometimes we just crawl inside each other's brains and start singing songs about honking.
We could be jingle makers in our
next. I love the word honk. Let's be jingle makers.
Have you seen the movie Britney Runs a Marathon?
No, you asked me this last time.
Yeah. She really wants to write jingles. That's what made me think.
Oh.
And she sings really cute ones.
Oh my God. It's so funny because my sister wanted to be a jingle singer when she was little.
Really?
So she would be like, she would learn all of them and be like, Lee, press on nails. They press on in seconds. No glue, no stick. And then she'd sing the song.
That's amazing.
I don't know the song.
O'Reilly.
And here's the thing about those.
You don't forget
them. They stay in your head all day. All damn day. And you're like, I'm singing about a tire company.
Yeah. Or, those jingle, they don't get enough credit for what they do.
Don't you feel like we should come up with one for Questionably Awful?
Yes.
Let's do that. And we'll sing it in the beginning.
Yeah.
I think people just got excited or decided to go write a review. Just kidding. I hope you write a good one. Speaking of, let's do it.
Okay.
We got to work on that.
This is from,
we're going to get better.
This is from Maria Venus.
Maria Venus? Why didn't my mom name me a cool name?
Seriously.
God. Lori Moon and Stars.
You're going to really like this one.
Evans Universe.
Lori's podcast has been so life-changing for me. She's been helping me navigate my life for a couple of years now, and her content is always so relative, inspiring, and exactly what I need at the time I listen. Her objective approach, transparency, vulnerability, and vibrant sense of humor make her relatable while helping you realize that we are all human and that we can all reach amazing levels of purpose and prosperity in all forms. Whoa. Thank you, thank you, thank you for continuing to show up, creating awareness, and helping us challenge ourselves to live bigger lives.
I mean, wow. So that is freaking amazing. And thank you for that review. And please write an email to customerservice@loriharder.com so I can send you something really freaking awesome, because you are awesome for putting your energy into that. That made our day. And I have to just say, like, look at what happens when you decide to be yourself. Mm-hmm. That would have never happened if I was still comparing myself and trying to be perfect, because I guess 2 years of listening to Questionably Awesome will have you eating some good banana bread.
Yeah.
I mean, some good,
get
shiz.
Ready, buckle up.
Something else, but oh. I buckle up. That's hilarious. I'll share later. Okay. So how about a cue?
Okay. These are about purpose, which is great for what we're talking about.
Yeah. That's amazing.
This one is from @TayPelletier. How do you separate and clarify your purpose from passion? Purpose Tay Pelletier. Versus passion.
How do I separate? Okay. So the ultimate goal is one and the same. Mm-hmm. Purpose and passion. The best question you can ask yourself, and I literally just read this in this book of this person who's talking all about how to answer your creative calling in life, is to ask, how do I monetize my passion? Like, I don't think there's a separation. You're not going to be able to jump into monetizing your passion immediately. Mm-hmm. So I highly suggest looking at what really, because here's the deal. Like, we were just talking about this. If you're not passionate about it, your body will give you all the signs that you have no energy.
Yeah.
So even though there are times that what I do is so freaking hard and I want to cry and I'm like, why in the hell am I doing this? And I want to move to an island and be like, this is so not worth it. I still at least like have the energy and desire to be like, yeah, but if not this, what? And right. I get very clear and I, you know, reframe and I can go back to it and I can reframe the mundane and get excited about it because of the exciting things I get to do that come along with my passion.
Amen.
So there's going to be 50 to 70% mundane things that you don't love to do that come with your passion, but that other 20, 30% is going to like really pull you through because it energizes you because it is your passion.
Yeah.
So I think that you have to find something that is one and the same. And sometimes you also have to realize that on the way to your main passion, you're going to be doing things that aren't your main passion, but you're passionate about. So like you at your job right now.
Yes.
You love people. Mm-hmm. You love, you know, seeing how different things work and like learning different things. And so you're passionate about certain things within that job. And probably it also, I don't know if you get to really be yourself there or.
Yeah.
And that's also something a personality like you and I are very passionate about is do I get to show up as myself at this particular juncture that I'm at in my life?
Great so call out.
I just really think that you want to merge them, but also realize in the beginning of figuring what that is out, you're not going to be like, this is my passion. Like I've had many, many passions along the way that I hope actually never end. Like when I'm 70, 80, 90, I really hope to be doing something that I am passionate about, but I don't know what that is. So it evolves. So how about you? What do you think?
I would agree. I think I'm still trying to figure out what my passion is because
I love hearing that,
you know?
Yeah.
Because I love a lot of different things, but what kind of lights my fire?
I don't have one.
Yeah.
I think people are like, how do I figure this out? I'm like, do the one that's the low hanging fruit right now, because you're not going to be like, oh, my passion is speaking on stages and starting this company. Okay. Good luck starting that right now. Yeah. So figure out one that is going to help you and be a part of that journey. Cause you have a million puzzle pieces that you have to fit in before you can have that big picture. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I really like
that. Every piece of your life is a puzzle that's going into the big puzzle to complete the picture. And like, if we don't look at it like that as pieces and celebrate each piece.
Yeah.
Then we're just never going to complete that puzzle. And Effins, you and I know all about puzzles from the Oprah Cruise.
Yes, we love puzzles.
4 p.m. Everybody went up to the high deck and did puzzles for hours. Yes. I've never seen anything like it.
And that's when we would get our almond lattes.
It was amazing.
That was
you
great.
And I, we'd got in a schedule. We'd go up, have our almond milk lattes, do a little work, watch the puzzle makers.
Yep.
Just real, take it nice and easy.
Talked to that one woman who was a naturalist. She was really cool. Remember that lady?
She knitted, right?
Yeah, she was the knitter.
Oh, yeah. She was amazing.
Yeah.
She was on that cruise ship for months at a time.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then we'd go and do trivia and have Prosecco, have dinner and go to bed.
Retirement was great.
Well, I loved my retirement week with you. I mean, love, hated, but you know.
Yeah.
It was interesting being on a boat for a really long time in that schedule.
It is.
On a rocky boat. That was awesome. I actually freaking like it was the greatest experience.
All right.
So next question.
The next question is, this is from CBello4410. How do you figure out your purpose? I know I'm here for greater things, but I don't know what.
You got to start doing what you're even remotely interested in. Be like, that could be interesting. That's the only answer you need.
Yep.
What did you say about this dating app? And here's what I know. Like, or working for this company.
Yeah.
This is going to be something so valuable for your next venture or this venture. Like, you're either going to create something within this space that you're going to move up in because you're going to keep asking like, oh, this could be interesting. Or you're going to keep saying that this could be interesting. Follow that.
Right.
That is what will get you into a, like a winning purpose or winning position or filling in that next gap or that next piece at every, like, I'm so in love that you are on this journey because I feel like this is so cool to be able to document it for people and show them what it looks like. Like, okay, she wasn't happy here. Now she's happy over here. And what is she learning and what's going on? And I can't wait to just keep tracking the journey because this is how it looks. Like, follow what could be interesting and what the energy is.
Like Liz Gilbert says, follow your curiosities.
All I've ever done.
Right.
I have taken some of the weirdest pivots and the best pivots and been like, okay, what would be interesting now? Because I am bored and have no energy. Now, here's where super successful people like still like make this happen. Mm-hmm. There will be super irritating, boring parts of every job.
Yes.
And it depends if you pivot right away, go into something new and you like you can't just like how you found something new before you quit your other job.
Yes.
You can't just quit and sit at home and be like, what's interesting? You probably won't get your answer.
And you'll probably lose your house.
Lose your house and your mind.
Yeah.
Because nothing, you can't just give up on where you're at and be like, if I quit this, something great is going to come. You have to be like, I'm either quitting this to go full force here, or I'm quitting this because I have something else lined up.
Yes.
And I just think you have to stay in momentum and be, like, whether it's with a job or whether it's with a company. And if you don't have something right now, just get out there, like just get out there and make it happen. Cause that will definitely happen. I'm just saying best practices are not to be like, I'm going to quit and think it's going to come home, you know, come visit my home as I'm watching, you know, Maury Povich. Not going to happen unless Maury Povich interests you and you want to be on that show. Then that would be R&D. Like, there's a point where I was like, because my company's like a female-centric alcohol company.
Yeah.
And there's a point where I have to be like, drinking this is no longer R&D.
Nope.
Every day.
Yeah.
I mean, technically it is, because at least I can be like, oh, let me tell you how I felt the next morning, because I want to negate this. Yeah. What was in here? Or was it just the mere consumption? I don't know. Did we answer that one?
I think so. It's that maybe your purpose doesn't come like, I think it's different for everyone. I mean, I have no clue. Bottom line, I have no clue.
I gotta be honest. I think that my purpose is just creating things I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. It's not a thing. My purpose is literally to learn how to show up so myself that it gives permission for other people to be themselves. And my purpose is also to follow whatever is interesting and monetize it and see how big I can make that go. And that's it. I don't have a particular purpose. I just don't. And the attachment to the idea that purpose is going to come down and just anoint you and be like,
lightning bolt.
Here's who you are. And it's going to give you all of this significance. And you're finally going to feel like you have something awesome to say at dinner parties. Good luck. My God, love yourself. Like, be just as content being like, I am a mime and I'm going to get up and show you some mime work at this dinner party. Even if it's with the most interesting people in the world, like, be the most interesting mime.
Yeah.
Get over yourself. I'm so sick of people thinking like purpose is going to come down and like be that butterfly that lands on their nose and has a scroll in its
a little
front hands. And it's
scroll.
Like, I've got your purpose. It's time to read it. I'm your purpose butterfly.
I really hope my purpose butterfly comes.
God, it's not coming. It is not coming.
You know what helps me sometimes?
What?
Is when I'm like, I don't know. What am I doing here? What's my purpose? Those little things you do every day, your everyday things like, okay, I'm talking to the front desk person at the yoga studio, my neighbor. Maybe those little interactions, you're trying to be a good person in general. That's still purpose.
It's so much purpose. And I have to tell you, I've had interactions with people, complete strangers on the street who have like rocked my world and literally said things that have changed my life and made me drop into the present and just be like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know this person. And I can tell that they're trying to show up as just an amazing person adding value. Mm-hmm. And it has completely like pivoted or changed how I feel about certain things. So it's just so crazy how every single day can be so purposeful if you show up and you're like, how can I add value to someone today?
Yeah.
Like you could legitimately change how somebody feels about people, which could change their whole life.
Yes.
Which could save lives, to be quite honest with
you. It really could. You never know what someone's going through.
You never know. And I have to tell you, social media just makes you so aware that so many people are struggling.
Yes.
And we have the opportunity every day. Like some people want to make these big changes or start these companies over it. And I'm like, what if we just started in our own backyard? Like, what if we just started by being like, how could I, you know, just show up better for my friends right now? Like who needs support right now? That is so powerful. And then sometimes the purpose butterfly does come with a scroll.
Yep.
And it's like, you know what? This has been really powerful for you to show up for these people. How could you, you know, start this passion where you actually support people of a high level or you support people like your friends in a way that is helping them change their lives or change their businesses. It's just crazy. That's how it ends up showing up.
Yeah, it's random.
It's so random. And you start doing the work like within your own life and then all of a sudden the world starts showing you opportunities.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And all I want is a butterfly with a scroll in its hand now.
I really hope one comes.
Me too.
Okay. Do you want another one?
Yeah, we got some. We're like, time is expanding right now. It's the weirdest thing. I feel like this has been such a long podcast and I'm like, it's 26 minutes.
Yeah, we'll ask another one.
Let's do it.
This is from
Wandering Her Back Road.
That's really cute.
It is cute.
Did you ever feel like you had to leave someone behind to commit to your purpose?
Oh, hell yes. I left a whole bus. A whole party bus. I mean, and that's not a lie. Like we used to, like it could, I can literally see every person on this party bus.
Yeah.
So freaking wasted and drunk, which, hey, no judgment. That's a good time sometimes.
Yes, it is.
But like 4 nights a week, 6 nights a week, 7 nights a week, not okay.
Gonna start to mess with you.
That will start to bring you down depression lane. Yeah, on that bus. So, you know, there were, and in every point, you're going to have to leave people behind. You have to leave jobs behind. You have to leave good people behind to follow your purpose. Because once you pivot, and I'm not saying you're ditching them. Nope. I'm saying there's not going to be as much time for certain things and certain people because you are pivoting. And, you know, as you start new things, if you are, let's say that you have worked for someone for years and it was amazing, but you know, you want to start a new business, you can't. Like those same people aren't going to get you to the level you want in a new business. So you have to start hanging around people who have had businesses all of the time. They need to start being the people that you eat lunch with, that you, if you're going to go to cocktails, if you're going to have meetings with, if you're even your free time is sometimes going to be around those people. Of course, you're going to have the people who really fill your soul, but we have to know that people will go in buckets. Like if those past people are still people that really recharge your soul, awesome. Definitely make time for them, but there probably won't be as much time. But that will come with a conversation like, hey, I love you so much. All right, right now I'm pivoting. So it would mean the world to me to keep this relationship up, even though I'm super busy. And I know you understand because this is totally new and it's all new stuff. But how about we put a date down for like once a month, like lunch date where we really just drop in and catch each other up? Like that's how you keep those Like you and I have every Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Which
and
actually,
I love it.
Oh my God, I love it. And we don't do a ton outside of this, but I feel so caught up that I get to talk to you every Thursday.
Me too. It's really special.
It's super special. And it's like 30 minutes of massive drop in. And then like, you have to realize like, it doesn't have to be something big sometimes with people. It can be like a quick drop in and you feel so good that it's like recharging and that's how it works. So
yeah, sometimes it's just nice to send a quick little voice memo thing. I love those voice memo things.
Love those. Oh, they're nice. The best. I love getting them. Like they just are like, I still loved.
Just thinking about you.
Throwing a love note.
Yeah.
It's the best. I think we have time for one more.
Oh, I'm excited. Okay. This is from @SigFitbits. Sig's Fitbits.
Awesome.
How do you know if it's your purpose for right now or your forever purpose?
I don't think there is a forever purpose.
Yeah, I feel like it changes. I don't know. Shoot, I don't know.
Why would we lock ourselves in like that? I have to be super honest. If you're like, I have this amazing clothing store and it's going so successful and it's a brick and mortar. What if in 10 years, nobody shops like that? Then you're your connection and your like, What's the word like non-ability to like change? Please help me.
You're stubborn.
I don't know if the word exists. sometimes I forget very
you're
small,
not flexible.
Simple. Yeah. Like your inability to be flexible and your like gripping to what you think that outcome needs to be, you're going to be screwed.
Yeah.
So I think just the attachment. Like if you are ever attached to anything, especially your purpose, you are going to cause yourself a lot of pain because I'm even aware like this next thing I'm doing is totally like, yeah, it's my purpose for right now. Mm-hmm. But you're going to get so good at something that's going to be better served elsewhere than in your current like thing that you're working on or current position. So
yeah,
you can either like just, you can't be attached.
Because everything's evolving and seasons and changing. Everything's always changing.
Why do we have to try to make everything certain? And I know why. It's a stupid thing to say out loud.
Because we want it.
Because we want to feel certain about our lives and like,
feel safe.
This is how I'm going to feel safe for the rest of my life until I die.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So what's something you do to kind of give yourself certainty in an uncertain time?
I really lean into my faith around like, God, my creator, around like, no matter what comes my way, it is meant for my evolution. It's going to bring something better, even if it feels like the worst, darkest times ever.
Yeah.
I will maybe not bring something better sometimes if it's loss of a loved one, but I will get through it and I will use whatever they left me to create new purpose for other
really
people
nice.
Or help other people. And that is the only thing that gets me through. And I mean, I don't think there is anything else, but you have to lean into your faith or create faith or know that your purpose is to help other people. And that's all you can ever do because it's the attachment to wanting something to be a certain way and thinking that your happiness is going to only rely on if you feel certain. That's where the unhappiness comes from.
Yeah.
So really falling in love with uncertainty and knowing that this journey is just wild.
Changing.
And thank God, because even if you were like, this is my forever purpose, guess what? That thing that you think is keeping you safe is going to be so damn boring. Fast forward 10 years to when your life is totally different and you're like, wow, I have some very different interests.
Yeah.
And you're like, but now I'm stuck here. I am stuck making this t-shirt. I'm stuck teaching people how to ride horses.
Yeah.
Or, and you're like, I can't watch another person mount this horse.
Yeah.
I just can't take it.
Can't do it anymore.
So what do you think?
I agree. I think faith is very important. And those little rituals that you have, those daily rituals, I think really help. Like if I'm like, I'm in such a bad place, but at least I know like I can go to this yoga class.
Mm-hmm.
I can sit here and read this book. I can go on a walk.
You have to have those.
Yeah.
Those are actually like some of the most important because even when you feel the worst, those things are the only things that I'm like, I know that if I just keep doing these, even if it's been 60 days in a row and I still feel no different. Come on, we've had that.
Yes, I'm going through it right now. I'm like, oh, for the love.
Yeah, just go do your things. It's called the human experience. So if you are waiting to feel happy all the time, okay, I just talked about this at our mastermind and it was so refreshing to so many people about how You guys, if you are waiting to have a good day, and for you, you've defined a good day as everything going right, you will never have a good day ever. Yeah,
that's true.
In your life. Because on your best days, there is stuff that goes wrong. And the people who are like, I'm just living my best life, it's because they've accepted everything that goes wrong on a good day. That's all.
Yes.
I don't know.
That's
all. I don't know, Evans.
I agree.
Every good day has bad in it. So,
that's right.
And I'm grateful for it because it contrasts the good. I'm like, oh, look at that bad thing over there. It's spotlighting all of this good stuff.
Yep.
Like, no joke, you walk on Montana, I'm having the best walk of my life listening to this great song. And I'm like, why are there fire trucks down there?
Yeah.
Why are there assault rifles over there? That just happened a couple weeks ago. And I was like, okay, but I'm not going to let this armed robbery totally throw off my whole day and freak me out. That was only ever 7 blocks away from me.
Right.
Like, I didn't even let it. I was like, okay, that stuff happens. You know what? They're taking precautions and I'm like, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. This is life. So you just can't be like, oh, now I'm so scared and this is free. Like, okay, take precautions, move forward. So, you know, armed robbery
good
or not.
Good mantra.
Yeah, take precautions,
take
move
precautions,
forward.
Take precautions, move forward.
We'll put it on a t-shirt. I think it'll be super popular.
Take precautions, move forward.
I mean, I think that's going to go on my next like Bliss Project hats because that's going to be a sellout. It's not, you guys. It's not going to be a sellout and it's a terrible mantra to put on a t-shirt. Don't do that.
Safety first. Go get your goals. go achieve them.
Go achieve some goals that you have.
I would actually love if you did shirts like that this year.
I would totally wear them.
Go achieve some goals that you have. I would love that.
I'm dying because it would be the most hilarious shirt because people would be like, is
what?
That's serious? I'd be like, I speak in sentences. All right? None of this cutesy fruitsy stuff.
No.
Ugh. Arg. All right. So any parting words?
Just get out there, Lori. What are your parting words?
Get out there. Take precautions. And move forward.
Yeah.
Have the best day.
Have the best day of your life.
Bye, guys. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.